ラジオ ETC。 中学生の頃からよく聴いていたビートルズ。でも実はその歌手の意味はよく知りません。そこでビートルズの楽曲をテーマに ETC 英会話のマイク先生のレッスンを受けてみることにしました。ビートルズにはこんな都市伝説があるそうです。あなたはご存知でしたか？
How much do you know about the Beatles legend?How much do you know about the Beatles? Okay, I'll tell you something very, you know, this is very important. And what I'm going to say, you may not agree, that's okay. And it's very controversial. And if I do tell you, then that is a whole other story that, I mean, we could talk about for hours and hours and hours.So one more time, this album, this song was on the last album they played, they made together, okay? And remember, one more thing, the last Beatles live concert was in August 26, 1966 in San Francisco at Candlestick Park. And so here's the legend.It was said that Paul McCartney died in an automobile crash. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was covered up. And there's so many pieces of evidence. First of all, the obvious, after August 26, 1960, the Beatles never performed live in a concert again. And when they made this album,they had a sayonara concert on a rooftop in London because John Lennon was so happy his contract was finished. And so they had one last party on top of a roof, and it was cold and kind of rainy, and the police came and broke up the party, but they wouldn't let the police in until the Beatles played for about 90 minutes. And this was 1960, they wrote this song in 1968, I think, but we heard it in 1969. So that means about a year and a half or 2 years passed after Paul McCartney died, in which I do believe Paul McCartney died. Because
I believe.
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so that's what I mean. I just told you today, if you read the songs after anything written after August 26, 1966, you will notice the difference. So what we think, what me and my friends think, and my friends are hardcore Beatle freaks like me, we think that he's talking about, here's what happened. Paul McCartney was driving a car. George Harrison and Paul McCartney got into an argument, and then Ringo Starr said something, and Paul McCartney got angry, and he walked out of the recording studio, and they all had been drinking alcohol that particular night. And so he went out and got into his car, and he supposedly was driving home. He didn't make it home. He crashed his Aston Martin car, and he died in that crash. So what happened was the police called Brian Epstein, the Beatles manager, and said, hey, Paul McCartney's dead. Brian Epstein's like, what? And then the Beatles, Paul Epstein quickly told the police, don't do anything. Don't tell anybody. Oh, and Mick Jagger was there with the Beatles at that time. Yes, in that session. And Epstein was was a genius. He told John Lennon that we shouldn't tell anybody anything, and we got to go talk to the police, get our lawyer, and see if we can keep the news from the media. But Epstein was thinking farther ahead. He wanted to pay the police. He wanted to bribe the police to kill the story. So Epstein went, and then his lawyer showed up, and the police were there, and the police had surrounded the car and were keeping onlookers back, and there weren't so many because the accident happened in a small town, but there were people like looking around. And it was in the middle of the night. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. The sun was just starting to come up. And people were trying to look in there and see, who is it? What happened, you know? And anyway, the story never made it into the media. Now, I have searched this on Google and Yahoo. any reference, any newspaper article, there's nothing. There's nothing, not one piece of nothing. So we believe the story was effectively killed. It never made it to the media. And maybe it's true that they paid money to a local police official to shut it up. Now, why would they do that? Well, only because the Beatles had 200 songs that were earning royalties, and only because Capitol Records did not want to stop their money machine, and they knew if they said Paul McCartney's dead, that's the end of the Beatles. So, you're talking huge money. So you have Brian Epstein, the manager of the Beatles. He got 25% of the Beatles' gross.
Wow.
No, he got 25% of the Beatles' net earnings. Yes. Yes. And remember, the Beatles were paying 80% tax, capital gains tax, at that time. The tax structure in England was crazy. So who's making money? Epstein, the lawyer, Capitol Records, all the theaters. I mean, come on. They were a walking money machine, Paul McCartney. They were the first rock and roll band to generate all this money. Wow. Wow.
Paul's死亡説。 信じるかどうかはあなた次第です。番組のトランスクリプトを ETC のホームページで確認することができます。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。